KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. I wanted to start off with an interesting tidbit from Target Walleye and a little interview they did with Minnesota fishing guide Scott Seibert about targeting shallow early season walleye. According to Seibert, spring walleye patterns on northern Minnesota fisheries often occur in less than 12 feet of water. And that's a mistake a lot of anglers make, is looking too deep for the fish when they're actually up shallow. A case in point are Lake Winnebagoche and Leech Lake. They both hold tremendous walleye populations, and they both share a common popularity in that they have shallow weed line bites that often occur in less than 10 feet of water. And here's a real good nugget for you. One of the best times to go fishing in the spring for walleye is when the lilacs bloom, because that often coincides with the shiner spawn, and those shiners are a huge food source for those shallow water walleye. So there you go. Go shallow and go fishing when the lilacs are blooming in the northern states, and you'll probably have a great day of walleye fishing. Our thanks to Scott Seibert for sharing this great information. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. In just a minute, we're going to talk to Jake Bouchon. He's with Delta Waterfowl, about their university hunting program. And this is something that's really interesting because it targets students who are interested in wildlife management and introduces them to hunting. You would think that most folks in that field would be hunters or anglers, but as you'll find out from Jake, that is not necessarily the case at all. With Memorial Day weekend just a week away, a lot of folks are going to be boating and camping. We've got some boating safety tips for you at the end of the show. And in just a few minutes, you're going to hear from Brooks Hansen, our friend from Camp Chef, who's got some suggestions for stoves you can use for cooking up food at the campground while you're camping. In addition to this, Brooks has also got some great ideas for things to eat while you're camping too. After we talk to Brooks, we get a chance to talk to one of the most popular outdoors personalities out there. That would be Randy Newberg, big game hunting expert, public lands advocate, and an occasional guest on our show, and I value it every time he comes on board. The topic this week is going to be OutdoorClass.com. That is the online university primarily for hunters that he has put together with several other experts. And whether you want to up your big game hunting game, learn how to cook wild fish and wild game, or learn survival skills, there is a lot here for you. And Randy has got a brand new course coming out that's all about pronghorn hunting. Our final guest of the day, that would be Wendy Boyer. She's out in the Columbia Gorge near the Dalles in the little town called Rufus. And they've got a catfish derby coming up May 27th and 28th. It looks like it's going to be all sorts of fun to fish. Put it all together, and we've got a great show coming your way. So let's get things started with our first guest of the day. Next on America Outdoors Radio, Delta Waterfowl. They call themselves the Duck Hunters Organization, and they are living up to that with a brand new program they have at universities all over America. With us here to tell you more about this program that recruits new hunters into the sport and also helps to make sure that people in the field of wildlife management actually understand how hunting is a conservation tool is Jake Bouchard. He is the R3 coordinator for Delta Waterfowl. Jake, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on here and talk about our university program.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about it? The press release was really intriguing.
Sure. So our university hunting program was a program we started in 2017. We did a study of a lot of the major universities that offer a waterfowl-specific program, like LSU, Colorado State, Clemson, universities like that, and found the alarming stat that about 70% of current management students had never hunted before. Some of them had predispositions against hunting. So we saw that as a major problem at Delta because these are students who are going to be using taxpayer dollars and hunter license fees to manage resources for groups that they don't understand, in some cases are actively against. So we started this program with the dual purpose of educating these future wildlife management professionals in the importance of hunting in conservation and in the North American model of wildlife conservation, and also recruiting them to the hunting population.
I am so glad that you're doing this. In my home state of Washington, we actually have a commission that its members, actually a majority of them, are against the North American model of conservation. A lot of the members of WDFW do not fish or hunt. So trying to reverse this trend and make sure that these people understand the importance of hunting and conservation through hunting is really critical. So how does the program work? How do you actually get these people that may not be inclined to hunt to go hunting?
So we start off by working with professors at the university. We run most of the recruitment tools through different wildlife professors. Some of them are hunters, some of them are not. But most of them are, almost all of them are open to offering the opportunity to their students. So from there, after they're interested in the program, it incorporates four main programs. So all the students run through a hunter safety course. Then they go through a shooting skills and safety day. So we take them to a range, we bring in instructors, we go through gun safety, because in addition to not hunting, a majority of these students have actually never fired a gun before. We want them to feel comfortable, and then safety is always a key aspect as well. So we let them shoot, go through gun safety, and then we take them on an actual mentored hunt. So Delta Waterfowl, we prefer these to be a waterfowl hunt, but we're open to goose, duck, we've done some crane hunts, different things like that, just trying to get the students out there to show them there's so much more to hunting than what they actually see on TV. It's all about the waking up in the morning, seeing the birds come in. They get a chance to see the funding that they put into this through buying the license at different WMAs and management areas across the country. And then after the hunt, we take them through a wild game feed. So ideally, they've had a chance to harvest some birds. We go through cleaning the birds, cooking the birds, because that's such an integral part of the process. And it's actually a lot of the students' favorite parts and why a lot of the new students seem to be getting into it as far as trying to find a reusable and sustainable food source.
This program actually started in the late 1990s at Louisiana State University. How many universities is it at now?
Currently, last year, we ran it through 72 universities across the United States and Canada. We have the goal this upcoming season of stretching that into 100.
And how can some of our listeners who either have kids who are in wildlife management in college, or maybe they're listening themselves, how can they get involved with this program?
If they're interested in getting involved, all my contact info is on our website at deltawaterfowl.org. Please feel free to reach out to me, send me an email, give me a phone call. Like I said, we're trying to get as involved as we can. We want to grow this program to all 494 universities in the United States and Canada that offer a wildlife program.
Well, I would love to see this, and I also love the fact that this sounds like a great way to recruit new people who have a vested interest into the sport. And it's probably too early to tell, but have you been able to find any sort of data that would suggest the retention rate for these new recruits?
So we actually ask all students who participate to fill out three surveys for us, a pre-survey, so we can kind of gather their background info, a post-survey, which we send out immediately after the hunt, and then a follow-up survey we send out 3 months after to see if the students have actually continued hunting. Based on what we've seen so far, about 90% of the students who participate plan to continue to hunt, and based on our follow-up surveys, about 70% actually do continue hunting after participating. So we're seeing great retention rates so far, and we're currently working with different state agencies on ways to track these individuals throughout years so we can see how many are continuing to buy hunting licenses every year.
Tell you what, Delta Waterfowl's University Hunting Program sounds like a great program indeed. Check out more at deltawaterfowl.com. That's the website to go to. And if you're not a member, consider joining this organization as well. Jake, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might just get away. AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
Going to be cooking up food. That's why we've got Brooks Hansen on the line from Camp Chef to help all of you who are going out there cook up some good food as opposed to some not so good food. Brooks, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's always great to have you on the show. And I thought we would start off by talking about a couple of the camp stoves that you have that people use when it comes to car camping. You know, two-burner camp stoves seem to be all the rage. Throw them on a picnic table and get to cooking. And you've got like three different models that you have, don't you?
We do. We've got a lot of different models when it comes to campground cooking or portable cooking or any type of camp cooking. We've got you covered. And you talk about two-burner stoves. We have more bigger, robust, like our Explorer or our Pearl 14 series, which is not going to sit on a camp table. It's got folding legs or detachable legs. It's going to be more your bigger style camp stove that if you're feeding a crowd, I'd say larger than five, fits in perfect. And then we've got what people would refer to as suitcase or tabletop stoves. And we've got our two-burner Everest stove, which is 20,000 BTU burners, one of the only stoves of its kind on the market. It's won numerous awards. It's just a bomb-proof stove with high-pressure burners. It can boil water in minutes. Also, it can be turned down low to simmer. Or, you know, maybe you're cooking pancakes or French toast and you don't need all that heat. We have our Rainier stove, which is the same body style as the Everest, but it comes with a grill and a griddle as one half of the stove over the burner. And then it's got an 8,000 BTU burner on one side of the stove. So if you want to get that pot of coffee going in the morning, or maybe you're boiling some noodles or rice or something on the side while you're grilling up your proteins or veggies on the grill or griddle. And then we also, another tabletop stove that's super popular is our VersaTop. Our VersaTop is a one-burner flat-top griddle, but it's modular, so it can have the same modular accessories that are on our Pro 14 or Explorer stoves can interchange. So you can have the flat-top on there, or you could pull that off and put a grill box on. You could take the grill box off and put a pizza oven on. So there's all sorts of ideas or cooking ways when you start talking about the VersaTop. So, yeah, those are some of our mainstays when it comes to car camping, and hoping to see a lot of those stoves out here in the wild. Memorial Day weekend right around the corner, like you mentioned.
Oh, absolutely. And when it comes to maybe getting off the grid a little bit, you actually have a great camp stove too, the Striker. And I love this one because it basically comes with its own cup, for lack of a better word, and it boils water in literally less than a minute. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good little stove. Great stove. The cool part or feature about the Striker is we make dual fuel model. So with one little attachment, you can convert that, and the attachment comes with it, from propane to isobutane. So let's say weight is not an issue and you're not backpacking, but you still want to have, you know, a pot to boil some water real quick to maybe make some instant coffee on the road, or maybe even pour over coffee or hot chocolate, or maybe you're boiling water for an MRE style meal. And weight's not an issue, and isobutane's not as readily available fuel as propane. Seems like the 1 pound propane canisters can probably be found in about every gas station across the country or small grocery store. So it's a lot more readily available fuel. It's cheaper and burns clean. And that's kind of one option why we have that dual fuel mode. If there's one little piece that you can just swap depending on what type of fuel you're going to use. So if you are going to use that stove to backpack and weight is an issue, size is an issue, you're going to want to use the isobutane. Just leave the part at home. Keep that in your car or tailgate and you want to boil some water, you can burn propane. So cool features on that Striker stove.
And I would also tell you that I went to Yellowstone a couple years ago. And Yellowstone, high elevation. And propane doesn't work so great when it comes to high elevation, but isobutane does. And that Striker stove was perfect for me. I was eating a lot of freeze-dried food, you know, just kind of like eating and going in the morning to go see all the wildlife. And it was great. One other thing we should talk about is something I got for my son. And it's your portable barbecue grill that is great for tailgating, you know, whether it's football season or again, car camping, this thing's great for grilling up steaks and burgers.
Yeah, it's just a nice, small grill that, it, like you mentioned, is portable, can go anywhere. Throw it on the back of the tailgate, throw it on the picnic table at the campsite. Just another option with the many options that we have over at Camp Chef. If you can cook it outside, we've got an apparatus that will make that happen.
All right, well, let's switch topics here, and let's talk about cooking up good campground food. A lot of folks settle for burnt hot dogs and burnt marshmallows. I know we can do better than that. Give us a couple of ideas.
I do enjoy a good smash burger. So if you got the griddle, the flat top griddle on one of our stoves, I like to do a nice smash burger. You roll the ground beef into about a quarter pound ball, and then once you throw it on the grill, you smash it with a spatula as flat as you possibly can. So smash burgers is a staple. I like to get as creative as I can. I mean, the more prep you do at home, the better off you're going to be at camp. So you can take some chicken breasts and pound them out flat and make an easy chicken cordon bleu sandwich out in the campground. We have our pizza oven. Let's get creative. Everybody likes pizza.
Oh, yes.
You can buy pre-made dough, or you can get an easy dough recipe and let it rise while you're out doing your activities. Let that rise in the cooler. Come back, stretch those doughs out. Put one of our pizza ovens on the VersaTop or our Pro 14 stove, and you can have a camp pizza. So there's some options.
Sounds fantastic. And you've got accessories so that you can cook up desserts too, don't you?
We do. There's a lot of accessories that you can use for desserts. It just depends on how creative you want to be. You can use a pizza oven with our Suki pans, and you can bake in there. You can also use our camp oven where you can bake cookies. And then roasting sticks. You want to talk about roasting sticks? If you check out campchef.com under the roasting sticks, you should find a link to our s'mores recipe. And we talked about nobody likes burnt marshmallows, but I think everybody likes a gourmet s'more. We've got some really cool recipes there that might involve like peanut butter cups and salted caramel and Nutella, certain caramel and chocolate drizzle. You can get creative with your s'mores.
You know, every time I talk to you, I walk away hungry. Speaking of which, we can't not talk about Dutch ovens, because that's another thing we got to talk about when it comes to camp cooking. And you've definitely got some Dutch oven pots that are definitely worth using. And give us one can't-miss dessert recipe.
Ooh, I'm going to go old school. I'm going to go with a cobbler. I love a good peach cobbler. So I'm going to take a Dutch oven. I'm going to use our 12-inch Dutch oven, and I'm going to make a delicious peach cobbler.
Oh. All right. Folks, if you want to find out about all of these stoves and the Dutch ovens and everything else we talked about, along with lots of recipes, the website to go to is very simple. It's campchef.com. That's campchef.com. You'll find Camp Chef products at Cabela's, Bass Pro's, Sports Warehouse, Shields, and all the big box stores. And you'll also find them in other quality sporting goods stores, too. But you can find everything you want, including the recipes, at campchef.com. Brooks, always a pleasure, sir, to talk to you on America Outdoors Radio.
Absolutely, John. It's been great to catch up. Hey, let's make it a goal to get out and cook something this summer.
I love it. Well, if you're going to be cooking at camp, you know that you're going to need some cutlery for that, and you're going to want that cutlery to be sharp. And that's where our friends WorkSharp come in. They've got all sorts of knife and tool sharpeners for you to use while you're out camping. They've got manual knife sharpeners that work great, and they've got powered knife sharpeners, too, if you have electricity at your site or maybe you're camping in an RV. They also have an entire lineup of kitchen cutlery sharpeners, too. So check them all out at WorkSharpTools.com. That's the website to go to, WorkSharpTools.com. You can also find WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners in quality sporting goods stores all over America. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got one of my favorite guests on the line. That would be Randy Newberg, that very well-known hunting expert and public lands advocate who is one of the founders of OutdoorClass.com. And if you are looking to up your game as a hunter, especially a big game hunter, this is the subscription website for you. Randy, welcome back to the show.
John, thanks for having me. Always a joy to catch up with you. You and I saw each other a few times this spring, and here we are now. It's finally May before you've been able to get me on your calendar, so sorry about that.
That's all right. You're just too darn popular, Randy. That's the problem.
Either, or I sleep too much, one or the other.
I don't think that's it. Now, I know you are getting ready to head to Alaska for a black bear hunt, so I don't want to keep you, but I do want you to go ahead and tell our listeners who are not aware of OutdoorClass.com how this all came about, this kind of online university for big game hunters.
Yeah, it came about with about 2 years of kicking the ball back and forth, trying to figure out how do we get information to people in a very professional manner, a manner that's structured according to what teaching curriculums are. And me and a couple other people were trying to figure this out, and my buddy Corey Jacobson had founded the University of Elkhine, which was an online teaching course. And Corey said, well, why don't we build from this? I said, all right. So Corey's University of Elkhine course is kind of one of the core parts of outdoor class. But on top of that, we have, as you've seen, expanded it to so many different subject matter experts, so many additional topics, and so many more to come that it just seemed like the right time to do it. People have really embraced the idea of online learning. And some of the most common emails we would get or still get are about, where can I learn more? Where can I learn more? So outdoorclass.com is the place where they can learn more.
Well, you certainly have some great hunting experts, yourself included, and Corey Jacobson, multi-first place winner for elk calling contests from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You got Remy Warren, who is one of the best when it comes to mule deer hunting. And I see that you've added Bo Martonic to the list. He's a frequent guest on the show, and he is the man behind East Meets West Hunt podcast. And he's really dialed in on white-tailed deer hunting back east in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we just got done filming Bo. His course will get published sometime later this summer. So we're trying to, there's a bit of a fine line where you don't want to be so elementary that people don't get anything out of it. In fact, I would say this is not a 101 level. This is like 303 type stuff, 404 type stuff that these people are teaching. But you also want to give something to people who hunt more than just the West. And so that's why you see we have Bo. We're talking to some people about turkeys. We're talking to some people about instructing waterfowl. But right now, as you look at the course list, Remy's teaching mule deer. Corey and I are teaching elk. I have pronghorn. And then we have all the cooking and chefs that are there showing you, how do you take care of this? How do you do justice to this once you get it home? So I guess that is a true field-to-table experience that we're trying to provide.
Well, and it's funny you mention that, because so many people are getting into hunting because of that field-to-table experience. And man, oh man, you've got one of my favorites that's on your staff, Hank Shaw. He knows how to cook game and fish like nobody else.
Yeah, I was so happy when Hank just jumped at it. He said, you bet, I'll do this. And so his first class launched last fall, and it's related to venison care and cooking venison. And now we just wrapped up his course on cooking fish. And most of us who hunt also fish, and you're not going to find a more skilled person than Hank Shaw, and a great communicator, a great teacher. So we're about ready to release his second course later this summer, and we got him on the hook for a third course. So we have him. We have a couple other chefs that we've already recorded, some of them. Jamie Teagan, her course came out last year. Bree, we got her course coming out, I think, this fall. So, yeah, there's going to be plenty of cooking knowledge to be had there in addition to all the hunting knowledge.
Let's talk a little bit about the class that you've got coming out, and it's all about antelope hunting. But I want to tie it into something about antelope eating. Growing up, I had a lot of people tell me that, yeah, hunting antelope is fun, but the meat's not very good. But then, as I got into this industry, I learned, at least I've been told by several people who hunt pronghorn regular, that most of those people who say that, they're just not caring for the animal properly after they get it down in the hot weather and the meat's spoiling. Is that the case, or does it really not taste that good?
I believe that's the case. I've had over 50 pronghorn go through my freezer between me and my family, and we've never had a bad one. I've talked to many other people who I respect and how they take care of their meat. They've never had a bad one. So, I mean, any animal, I guess, there could be the outlier, but pronghorn to me is just absolutely fantastic table fare. And in my pronghorn course, we go into an entire chapter called After the Shot. How do you take care of this thing? How do you make sure this wonderful meat ends up being all it can be when you get it into the kitchen?
Oh, I'm so glad I brought that up. Didn't even know that was part of the topic that you were covering, but I think that's fantastic. What else are you covering when it comes to pronghorn hunting?
We have one course dedicated specifically to archery tactics, one to rifle tactics. We get into a lot about pronghorn, where they live and why they live there. A big part of it, and it's those chapters were really exciting to me because they're kind of a natural history chapter, with pronghorn being a uniquely North American species. It uses the landscape of North America for a certain reason, for escapement, for predator detection. And once you connect those pieces about why they need to be where they should be, it's a lot easier to find them. And so we talked about that. We talked about all the studies that show how their food patterns shift from forbs in the spring and early summer to short grasses to pretty much all shrubs later in the year and browse. And then also how their, we mostly hunt buck pronghorn, male pronghorn. And so how they have this pre-rut behavior, how they have a peak rut behavior, and how they have a post-rut behavior. And then we get into watering times and watering preferences. Why do they select this watering place versus that watering place? Because they live in some pretty arid environments, and water is a critical factor for pronghorn. So we do a whole chapter about why, when, where, how pronghorn prefer to water. And people who've watched the course, they're like, you know, this is more of a natural history course than it was a hunting course. And when I get that comment, I get kind of a smile, because that was part of the goal. If you understand more about the animal, you'll understand why they need certain things and where they go on that landscape to satisfy that need. And it makes it a lot easier to hunt them.
This sounds absolutely fascinating, Randy. I want to see this myself. I guess the question is this: how much does it cost to sign up for OutdoorClass.com?
Yeah, you get the entire library, including Corey Jacobson's University of Elk Hunting. So you get all the classes we've talked about, any future classes that come out. It's $99 a year, but for your audience, John, they can save 20% if they use promo code Randy when they sign up.
Well, that sounds like a great deal, folks. Again, outdoorclass.com is a website to go to. If you want 20% off, just use the promo code Randy, and you'll get that, and you can be a better hunter, you can be a better wild game cook, and one other thing I should mention, you've got a survival expert on board now too, don't you?
Yeah, John Barklow. He spent 26 years teaching Navy SEAL things about cold weather and survival. So John, just, we released his first class in February. We've got him on the docket for two more classes. So if you're looking for some real skills about how to, one, survive out there, but two, be comfortable out there. Because if you're more comfortable, you're going to be more effective as a hunter. You aren't going to find a better expert than John Barclay.
All right. Well, hunting, wild game and fish cooking, and survival, it's all waiting for you at OutdoorClass.com. Sign up today and use the promo code Randy for 20% off your subscription for the first year. Randy, thanks so much for sharing this with us today, and good luck on your Alaska bear hunt.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it. Look forward to when we get to catch up in person.
Now, if you are going to Alaska for a spring bear hunt, you can count on the fact it's probably going to be wet. And that's why an all-weather lever-action rifle from Henry Repeating Arms would be a really good bet. They've got an all-weather Picatinny rail 4570 side gate, their all-weather lever-action side gate, and their lever-action X model, all chambered in 4570, which is a great caliber for big Alaskan bears. In addition to being weather-resistant, these rifles are all made in the USA. They are all rugged, they're reliable, and they shoot accurate right out of the box. Check out the entire lineup of rifles at henryusa.com, and don't forget to ask for your free decals and catalog while you're there.
This is the time of year to get out and cook out. So make your next meal sizzle with Camp Chef, the brand known for quality outdoor cooking. From camp stove to cast iron, from smokers to grills, Camp Chef will change the way you cook outdoors. To eat like a king on your next adventure, go to campchef.com or visit your local sporting goods store and get cooking. Whether you're serving breakfast in the backcountry or barbecue on the back patio, savor the simplicity with Camp Chef. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Hurry, though. If you wait too long, the big opportunity might get away.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon into the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores, plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are taking you to the beautiful Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington, and specifically to Rufus. That's where you're going to find a great little tackle shop, Gorge Outfitter Supply, and we've got the owner on the line, Wendy Boyer. Wendy, great to have you back on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. I see that the Chinook salmon numbers have finally picked up on the Columbia River. We've been looking at anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 springers crossing Bonneville Dam over the last week. How's the fishing been in the gorge near you?
Well, of course, our salmon season closed here on the 6th before the fish got here. We generally see that every year. But we have all switched over to walleye fishing and catch and release sturgeon and catfish for the most part, and bass fishing.
And let's talk a little bit about the walleye fishing. I'm guessing the spawn is done at this point, so where are the fish at and how big are they?
That is correct. We are done with spawn, and the middle of April, the dams opened up all the spillways, which creates a significant current that these walleye do not like. So it pushes them generally farther away from the dam, tucked in tighter to the bank. So last week when I fished, I was fishing anywhere from 7 feet to 30 feet on the Oregon side and also on the Washington side, way down below the Biggs Bridge, getting away from this heavy current, and was quite successful.
Were you using bottom walkers with like a spinner worm harness, or were you using those bandit crankbaits that I know you really like?
We were trolling with 4-ounce bottom walkers, and I was using the walleye harnesses that we tie up here in the store, just testing a lot of different colors to see what they were liking that particular day. I will tell you that when we were out there in full sun, I only fished for about 4 hours and tested 6-7 different colors, and they definitely are targeting the pinks. They like the pinks in full sun.
Well, I know that happens to be one of your favorite colors, so that works out pretty well, too. Let's talk about the catfish. That's something I don't think a lot of people think about. They think of the Columbia River, but you've got the John Day River, and the lower John Day is a premier channel catfish destination during the month of May, and you just happen to have a catfish derby that's going on there later this month. Tell our listeners about it.
We have our annual catfish derby on the John Day River, the lower arm section, which is about an 8-mile stretch that they're allowed to fish in the derby. Regardless of the water flows and the murkiness of that river, it really does not affect the catfish. You know, just as long as you're finding those deeper holes and getting your bait down where those catfish are, you're guaranteed to pull up some nice cats.
And I know the dates for this are Saturday, May 27th, Sunday, May 28th. And it's not just fishing. You've got some country music Sunday at 5 p.m. That's on the 28th. And free admission for all contestants. You do have to pay a cover charge for your non-contestant with some great food, too.
Actually, it's totally changed this year. Our structure to the Derby, instead of entering as individuals, we have now changed it to entering for teams. So two-person teams, up to three teams maximum per boat or the bank. And on Sunday, the 28th, when we have our award ceremony with a ton of awesome prizes this year, we are also offering our live music entertainment provided by Countryfied, who is a local country famous band in our area that everybody knows. And the entire live music event is free and open to the public, so there will be no cover charge charged at the gate to get in. You don't see the live entertainment this year. The only additional fee that we will have is if you're coming just for the dinner and you're a non-contestant, there will be a fee for the dinner, and you're welcome to stay and join in on the festivities of the award ceremony, dinner, dancing, and we will also have a outside beer garden.
Oh, sounds like all sorts of fun. So who's the band and who's serving up dinner?
So the band this year is Countryfied. That's who we've had for the last 3 years. It's a local family, the Mobleys, that live here in this county. They're the band members. And the dinner this year is going to be catered by Jeff and his crew at Bob's Texas T-Bone. He puts on a real nice dinner for this event for us.
All right. And how much is a team ticket to compete in the Catfish Derby in Rufus, Oregon? And where do you get the tickets?
So if you want to enter the Derby itself, since we have switched it over to teams this year, your team entry fee for the Derby itself is $110 per team. And that $110 also covers your cost of your meal and to attend the event.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend to be. And I'm guessing that the top prizes go to the heaviest fish, or is it the heaviest stringer?
Well, we've totally changed that structure too. So we're going to be doing an overall combined weight. So each team is allowed to weigh in three fish per day. So Sunday at the final weigh-in, we will figure out who has the heaviest weight of their three fish per day. We've also added a cash pod this year. So if you want to enter the cash pod, you're just going to contribute $20 per day toward the cash pod. And the team with the heaviest overall fish of the event will win the cash pod each day. And then we've also added individual prizes to try to give everybody an opportunity to try to win on some of these prizes. So you can enter as an individual instead of a team for the longest catfish. In addition to that, we also, like we always have had, our kids category of all kids 12 and under. So those are all entered as an individual. It's going to be a little too hard to get kids to have team members, so we've done the kids category as individuals only.
Okay, well, folks, this sounds like a ton of fun. Make plans to head to Rufus, Oregon, the Lower John Day River, Saturday, May 27th, Sunday, May 28th, and participate in this Catfish Derby. You can get your tickets at Gorge Outfitters Supply in Rufus. Again, $110 for a team entry, and that includes not only the tournament, but also dinner and great music from the band Countryfied, starting Sunday, the 28th at 5 p.m. Again, Gorge Outfitter Supply is the way to go. Find them online. You can go to Gorge Outfitter Supply on Facebook or gorgeoutfitters.com on the internet. Wendy, thanks as always. I hope you have a great event again this year.
Thanks, John. One more thing I would like to add for the event is we do have a mandatory meeting at 6 a.m. on Saturday, the 27th, located here at the store, where we will go over all of the rules. Everybody will get their free bait, and away they go.
Good to know. Again, folks, May 27th to the 28th, it's the Catfish Derby at Rufus, Oregon. Don't miss it. In other news, Memorial Day weekend is happening next weekend, and there's going to be a lot of people at the campgrounds and a lot of boats on the water to celebrate the unofficial start to summer. With that in mind, I thought we'd share some boat safety tips from Susan Stalker. She's the Boating Law Administrator and Education Coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Number one, remember that alcohol and boating, they don't mix. Not only will you make bad decisions if you're drinking too much alcohol, but wind, sun glare, and heat can enhance the effects of alcohol and hinder your ability to operate the boat. Number two, check for open ramps or water hazards before heading out. A lot of reservoirs are at full pool right now, and some of those boat ramps, well, they might not be very accessible. Before leaving the house, make sure you check the trailer lights, the wheel bearings, and the hitch, and make sure you've got air in the tires, too. You'll also want to make sure you've got a current fire extinguisher and a horn and whistle, along with a wearable life jacket for everybody, and a U.S. Coast Guard approved flotation device on board, too.
If you're heading down a river or just to the lake, make sure somebody knows where you're going and when they expect you to return, so that if you don't return on time, they can alert the authorities and get you some help if you need it. Also, make sure that you wear your life jacket. It floats and you don't. Very simple and sweet there. And remember this, inflatable life jackets, they're really lightweight and they're comfortable. I wear one all the time when I'm bass fishing, and you should consider doing the same, no matter what kind of fishing you're doing. You may also want to take a boater education course. They're available online through many states, and some states actually require you to take one of these courses and have a card before you operate a boat, including my home state of Washington. Some more advice from Susan Stalker includes having someone on your boat be a lookout for large debris that's often just under the water with only a small portion of it showing above water. It's easy to miss and you can cause some major damage to your vessel if you hit rocks at high speed. And when it comes to those life jackets, make sure that they're also in good condition and that they're the right size for each person on board. An adult life jacket doesn't work really well for a little kid. One other thing, the drain plug. Make sure that you put that in. I'm sorry to admit that my best friend and I twice have forgotten to put the drain plug in launching at the ramp, and it's a little embarrassing. Thank goodness for bilge pumps. Finally, the two top safety violations in Iowa are having, number one, inadequate life jackets, and number two, operating too fast and too close to other vessels. Thank you again, Susan Stalker, for this reminder about safe boating before a whole bunch of people hit the water next weekend. On that note, it is time to wrap things up. If you weren't able to catch the whole show, we'll upload it in a few days as a podcast. We've got all of our past episodes available as podcasts, too. Pretty much anywhere you can listen to them, you can hear them. And that includes our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be bringing you this show every week, so support them as they support us. Here's hoping the week ahead and Memorial Day weekend is a great one for you and involves some time outside. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Glock Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, in the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What part of the world you're from, all that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden's job approval rating continues to lag as the 2024 campaign heats up.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 41% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while 54% disapprove. That reflects a series of recent surveys showing low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. Recent polls also have shown little enthusiasm for Joe Biden's decision to run for re-election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, G7 members meeting in Japan vowing to take a stand against various types of economic coercion, saying they will counter malign practices such as illegitimate technology transfer or data exposure. BBC correspondent Shamia Khalil.
They're trying to hold Beijing accountable for economic coercion against other countries, which is essentially China deciding not to do business with countries that it deems not on their side. So a prime example of that is Australia. When Australia asked for the origins of COVID-19 back in 2020, an angry China launched a raft of bans and tariffs. That's what they want to counter and stop from happening. The other thing that they want to do is this de-risking, which means to decrease the dependency on Chinese money, on the Chinese economy, on Chinese trade. That is a hugely difficult thing to achieve.
Officials admit it is frightening. CDC reporting another death and several more cases of vision loss from illness linked to eye drops tainted with drug-resistant bacteria. It has infected 81 people, 4 have died, and officials now say at least 14 people have been blinded. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Well, more states helping Texas deal with the southern border crisis.
Answering Governor Greg Abbott's appeal for help, Florida is sending people and equipment to Texas. And Town Hall's Julia Rosas reports that Mississippi is responding to Governor Abbott's SOS. Mississippi's Republican Governor Tate Reeves says his state will dispatch National Guardsmen, citing what he says is the Biden administration's unwillingness to put public safety over politics. Reeves adds that now every state has become a border state, with drugs and illegal aliens invading our country. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Wisconsin man charged in a plot to hack and steal from thousands of sports betting accounts. Authorities allege that 18-year-old Joseph Garrison and several others stole some $600,000 from 1,500 different accounts. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Toyota finding improper crash tests for a model and now suspending shipments.
It's just the latest in a series of embarrassing woes plaguing Japan's top automaker. The latest problem affects over 56,000 Toyota Raize hybrid vehicles produced by Daihatsu, a manufacturer specializing in small models and wholly owned by Toyota. It also affects over 22,000 vehicles sold as the Daihatsu Rocky and all sold in Japan. Just a week ago, Toyota acknowledged the decade-long breach at its online connected service that put information on more than 2 million vehicles at risk for leaks. No breaches, though, were reported. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Although Wall Street was up this week, the highest amount in nearly 2 months, yesterday itself was an off day. The Dow fell 109 points, S&P 500 down 6, the NASDAQ dropped 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance-matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Look forward, fixed up, at OrnagillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnagillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
And he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, folks. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle show. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, they're jumping, humping, digging, scratching. Cat looks at the litter box and says, use it yourself. Cat just peed on your bed. I'll help you resolve any issues normally, but today's a little bit different. We're doing a little bit different show today because I'm broadcasting from Lucy Pet Foods manufacturing plant in Southern California. If you're a regular listener to The Pet Show, as well you should be, you know that I'm a big fan of Lucy Pet Food. I've been endorsing them, recommending them, and feeding it to my own pets for I think 4.5 or 5 years now, sitting in their place. I'm in awe. I am totally in awe. As much as I love this company, I am sitting in their $1 million pet food safety laboratory right now, which is incredible. I've never seen anything like it. They care so much about the quality and safety of the food that your dogs and cats are eating. It makes all the difference in the world. That's why I decided to do that show. I wanted to do the show today just to make sure that everyone out there had an opportunity to know exactly what they're doing when it comes to their dog and cat food. And that's exactly what we're going to do today. I have Joey Herrick with me. I have Steve Linetto with me. Who else is joining us? Steve's here. Anyone else coming in? Is that it? Rick's here. Yeah, so we're going to be talking a lot about pet food. And if you have questions or comments about your dog or cat's food, it's a great time to give me a call. The bottom line is I'm going to start right off talking to Joey Herrick, the CEO of Lucy Pet Food. Now, why am I starting off talking to Joey? Give me the name of the CEO of any other pet food company that you're using. Guaranteed you can't do that. I can't even do that, but I can keep Joey Herrick. I have his cell phone number. I have his text. Whenever I need to get in touch with Joey, I can. And let me tell you, this company, this company and everyone I've met so far that works here has that same amazing passion for dogs and cats like you do. If you have questions or want to share a comment about pet food, great time to give me a call. But as I say, I'm going to start out this way. We're going to start out talking to Joey. Joey, you've been in the pet industry for probably 3 decades. You've been successful. You could have retired. Why did you come back into it? What are your main concerns about the dog and cat foods that people are now feeding their pets?
Well, Warren, in 2013, I sold my other pet food company. I had it for 25 years. I grew it into a very big company, and I sold it in 2013. And to give back, I took a couple million dollars, and I bought a spay-neuter bus. So here in Southern California, we went out, and today we've done about 30,000 free spay and neuters.
Unbelievable.
And felt good about it. But I had to give back because dogs and cats gave me and my family an incredible life. So had to return the favor. And but during that time, I don't know what to feed my – well, I don't want to tell you how many dogs I have. I have a lot of dogs. And, I didn't know what to feed them anymore because I know what's going on in the pet industry. So I decided to get back into the pet food industry. I talked to Dr. George C. Fahey, who's the guru, and Dr. Angel Thompson. And if I was just starting out in the business, they wouldn't do my formulas. But I'm not just starting out in the business. I've been successful at it for 25 years. So they did my formulas. And what's happened, I could have never scripted because I was having it made here at the Breeders' Choice Pet Food Plant at Irwindale, California, which, oddly enough, is where I started in 1988 with my other pet food company. They made it here. So I was having Lucy made here, and all of a sudden I found out they're going to sell the plant. And so I told, you know, Rick Rockhill and my other partners, I said, guys, we have a major problem. They're selling the plant. And what's happened in the pet food industry is the venture capital guys have come in and bought up the manufacturing plants. And I know for a fact from dealing with friends and other companies and everything that these best plants now don't make the greatest of food. And I said to everybody, if somebody buys this Breeders' Choice plant and they won't make our food, that's a problem. Or if they won't let us in the plant, it's a problem. So we bought the plant.
That's the way to do it, Joey. So, but not only did you buy the plant, this where we're sitting right now, and you people will get to see it. If you don't get to see it now, you'll see it later because I'll post the videos later. We're sitting in $1 million safety lab, pet food safety lab. First of all, well, let me give out the number. If you want to give me a call, you got a question about pet food, want to find out more about Lucy, the phone number is 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And if you like your question, I'll send you a great gift when we hang up. And by the way, we're not giving away biscuits here. A lot of the stuff I give away is $35, $45, even $50. So, again, that number, 877-725-8255, that is the way to get through. So sitting here, the one thing that I'm impressed with is, number one, it's Saturday, and all three of you are here. Actually, four. There's a fourth around somewhere. But everyone is here. Is this something more than a job for you? I mean, I got to throw that out. Is there, I know for you, Joey, it's not just a job. It's 24/7. But Rick, Steve, for you guys as well?
Absolutely. It's a passion. And first of all, my dog comes to work with me every day. We drive in, and she's with me from sunup till sundown. And I know that everything I do, she depends on me for. And it's not just a job for me. It's really my life. It's my passion. And Joey and I, we've been working together for a very long time. And we just kind of do things in tandem. And we're of the same mindset. Everything always, every decision comes back to what's right for the animal every time. And we share that same philosophy with everybody throughout our company.
You know, it's amazing to me that so many people will go to a pet store, or they'll go online, or they'll see a commercial, and this is for you, Steve, and they'll say, well, you know what, man, that bag looks really good. The colors, what a beautiful golden retriever on the front. They'll turn to the back and say, look at all these ingredients. It says, number one ingredient, chicken, number one ingredient, beef, number one ingredient, whatever it may be. And we were talking earlier, and you were saying to me that you got to go beyond the first ingredient on the label. Is that true, Steve?
That's right. That's right. You got to really know what else is going on within the formula. So Rick kind of mentioned about what all the other ingredients are doing, but my job is to really look at the ingredients and make sure that they're correct. And so that's what this lab does. We do basically three types of testing in this lab. Number one, we look at the raw materials when they come in. We make sure that they're correct and they fit our specification. Number two, we inspect and maintain and watch the production, make sure that it's done correctly. And we give feedback to production and make sure that everything is running correctly. And then finally, we do the finished good testing. And that's something that's kind of odd in the industry. A lot of people don't do that. We're very, very stringent. We have 9 tests that we go through from microbiology, chemistry, and mycotoxins. We basically do everything that could be of an impact to a consumer and their pets.
So, Joey, from that perspective, talk a little bit about that.
Well, I was having a conversation with a couple other pet food manufacturers, and I was telling them about the lab, and we spend $1 million on the lab, and we do all this testing, and we test finished goods. And they said to me, which I couldn't believe, they said, you know, you really need to shut your lab down.
Why would they want you to shut your lab down?
That's what I asked them. I said, why would you want me to do that? They said, what if you do a 400,000-pound run, and you test, and you find salmonella? You can't sell that product. So you're better off not testing. Dogs aren't going to get that sick if they have salmonella. Not an issue. You're better off shut the lab down and release the product. I said to both of them, I said, you guys really need to be out of the business. They thought I was kidding. I wasn't kidding. They really need to be out of the business, because that's the reason I came back into it, because that's quite honestly just a bunch of crap, and it's happening every day.
I don't like the term "they won't get that sick." That bothers me right off the bat. They shouldn't get any sick. But again, you know, we were talking earlier on the LA show, and we talked about the concept that companies may test their ingredients when they get them delivered, but they don't test, like you said, the end result. Doesn't it make common sense to make sure that the product going directly out to the consumer to feed their dog and cat is tested just before it leaves the door?
Not when you have the mindset that if you find salmonella or something, that you have to scrap that batch. And it's really easy. I always tell people, go online, find out the companies. Look, how many companies have recalls year after year? If you're having recalls year after year, there's a prime candidate for someone who's not testing finished goods.
You know, before we're going to take a break. Before I do that, though, we were talking earlier in the last show, we were talking specifically about just how many pet food recalls there are. And I was joking with Joey. I'm not joking. It was serious. I sent him an email this morning or yesterday morning about a company that manufactures toothpaste for dogs, and they had to have a recall on the toothpaste for dogs. Again, had that been tested before it went out the door, no recall would have been warranted. The phone number here at the show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get right back to your phone calls. As I said, today I'm broadcasting live from Lucy Pet's manufacturing plant in beautiful Southern California. What's it outside of? Oh, it's hazy outside. I was going to say about 90 degrees, but it's pretty hazy out there. Listen, if you listen to the Pet Show on a regular basis, and I know most of you do, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food every single week. Why? Several reasons. Number one, there's people behind it. It's not just some venture capital group. There are actually people behind it, Joey, Steve, and Rick being 3 of them right here. That's number one. Number two, I've been feeding my own dogs, Molly and Willie, who came from a very high-kill shelter from the day they came into my home. And you know I post their pictures on YouTube and Instagram all the time, and you know they're the most beautiful, healthiest dogs in the whole wide world. Take it from me, even prettier than the golden retrievers out there. They're a little much, but they're okay. Anyway, and from that perspective, so many police departments are now using Lucy Pet Food. In California, Oxnard Police Department, other police departments. Why? Because they realize that a dog that feels good is going to behave better as well. So will your dog. So here's the bottom line. I want you to hear from a listener and what they said once they switched to Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
And you know, just because you're using duck and quinoa, your dog's going to be so much healthier. Check out Lucy Pet Food. Here's the deal. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com, lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35. Come on, what a deal. Spend $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and shipping is free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. Here to get you back out on the road.
Look forward, face up at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat.
Everybody wants to be a cat. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. A little bit different today. We're broadcasting live from Lucy Pet's manufacturing plant in Southern California. I wanted to spend the 2 hours with you. Normally, I'm answering your regular questions, and I'll answer a lot of your questions as well, and I'll send you some gifts. But I'm more focused today because so many people are totally confused, including myself up until a few years ago, in terms of exactly what's in their dog food. And I think people really need to understand that. So many times when we feed our pets incorrectly, they develop physical and behavioral issues, and no one can pinpoint why. That's why it's so critical when you choose a food for your dog or cat, you thoroughly research it. And that's why my dogs eat Lucy pet food. I'm here with Joey. I got Rick here. I got Steve here. We're talking specifically about Lucy pet food. We talked about the concept that they not only check the ingredients when they come in the door, but they also check the finished product when it goes out the door. A lot of companies don't do that, but more important than that, you know, I've been talking to you guys for many, many years, and a lot of the pet food companies that you hear about, spending millions of dollars in advertising, the only person behind that is some marketing group, some venture capitalist group. There's no real person whose head's staying up at night because their dog is not feeling well. Well, that's who I'm dealing with here. These people's passion for their pets is as strong as yours. If you have a question about dog food, 877-725-8255. Let me take a question from my friend Cheryl in Connecticut. Hey, Cheryl, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Uncle Warren, you're the only person I would wait on hold an hour and a half for. So
you know, I would hold an hour and a half for me. So Cheryl,
I need to talk to Uncle Joey.
To Uncle Joey. He's right next to me.
I'm here.
Uncle Joey, I love your cat's incredible litter, and I can't get it anymore. And it's like a drug, and I'm having withdrawal.
Okay.
Can't I get it anymore?
I will make sure we'll get your address, and I will send you some of our litter. But it'll be out there a lot shortly. What's happened is, you know, the industry's been crazy. Like one of the manufacturers, because, you know, we don't make the litter ourselves. We make food, not litter. And one place that was making it, they got bought out, and they went out of business. The new owner said, nope, not making it. The other plant that we're making it, where it's getting mined, and they don't make plastic jugs anymore. The plastic jugs have gone up so much in price. They've switched over to boxes and bags, and it's so uncomfortable and hard to handle a 20-pound bag of litter in a dog food bag, basically, and that's what they're doing. So we're trying to figure out the packaging and work that out with two handles, and so it'll be shortly, it'll be available. But I will, I have a private stash that I will send you some, Cheryl.
You know, you people are pretty, pretty assertive in Connecticut. You know that?
Because you've been on the line for so long. Honey, I've been with Warren for 40 years. I go back with him when he was in New York and Maudie and, you know, his mother's cat and all that kind of stuff. Warren has taught me everything I know. And your litter, for anybody who doesn't know, is so fantastic. I'm not getting paid. I'm not a paid spokesperson. Somehow, some miracle they've created that there's no ammonia, and my house doesn't stink. And people can come in and say, you have cats? I don't know what you did, but you've created this magnificent thing that I all of a sudden can't get. But thank you for bringing it back.
Cheryl, I know you people in Connecticut talk for a week. I know you guys. I spent a lot of time in Connecticut. You know that. So let me do this. I think it's Valen. Is it Valen today in Washington? Hey, Valen, is that you? Hey, Valen, how are you doing? We're gonna get Cheryl's information. Joey's gonna send her some of the cat litter, and I will let you know, Cheryl, when it's back on the market. But in the meantime, I'm sure you'll get some of Joey's private stash of cat litter. Hey, by the way, the phone number here, if you have a question or a comment, 877-725-8255. I got Lucy pet food to give away. Joey's sitting right next to me, so I'm gonna give away tons of kitty lickies. I got copies of my best-selling books, either Dog or Cat, some hemp seed oil, those amazing t-shirts I had made up that I designed myself that say none of my friends walk upright. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
That old King was a friend of mine. Never knew a dog that was half as fine. I may find one you never do know, cause I still got a long way to go. I had
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
If someone told you the recession started today, would you change anything about your daily life? Has the big recession monster already arrived? Don't be fooled by what you read. Stocks tend to outperform during a recession anyways. Make sure you're getting the most trustful information.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are three chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from B&T Satellite, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
rockin', robin, cause we're really gonna rock.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Phone number 877-725-8255. If you've ever had a question about your dog or cat's food, now is the time. This is a pretty unusual show for me to do, but, you know, the safety, the health, the total life of your dog or cat is no different than ours. It's based on what you feed them. What you put in is what you're going to get out, and that's why I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet. But I want to hear right now from Steve, who's the head of this, I don't know, everyone's got titles, the head of this lab, that's all I can say. This is a $1 million lab. I just wish that where I went to get my checkups, they had even close to this amount of equipment that you guys have here. So I understand that there's been a lot of recalls, a lot of problems. I want you to talk about that a little bit, specifically about that one location where people can go to look for themselves.
Well, Warren, unfortunately, you're right. There's a lot of fraud in the pet food industry. And one of the things that we want to do here is to combat that. So that's why we built this laboratory. The capital investment has been made in this amazing equipment. And Joey called me up, and he said, Steve, I want to do DNA testing. And I said, Joey, why do you want to do DNA testing? And he said, well, we should know that the cow is cow, that the quinoa is quinoa, that the lamb is lamb. So we want to make sure the protein source is correct. I said, Joey.
You know, you would think that there would be no question about that. If someone says it's beef, it's beef. If someone says it's quinoa, but I guess...
Well, you would think that, right? Right. So I said, Joey, we can do one better. We can actually do a speciation test, and we can also look for gluten. So, you know, we can tell if, you know, wheat is being used when it's not supposed to be. So, so basically, by saying we can do it better, it made me so happy because that really shows that we want to clean up this industry, that we're really interested in pursuing that fraud and making sure that we get rid of it and making sure that our organization isn't involved in it. And so, but don't take my word for it. I'm just a guy, you know, sitting here, you know, talking on the radio. But there's a really good website. It's called classaction.org, and you can Google that. And within that website, you can actually go to pet food fraud, and it'll have a whole list of organizations and causes that have come under this scrutiny. And you'd be surprised. So one of the favorite stories I like to tell is that, you know, the worldwide supply of venison is out there, but the amount of venison-containing products is far higher. So why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because there's a lot of economic adulteration. They're basically, let's just say they're moving a lot of product when they shouldn't be. So
the follow-up question is this, okay? We know the pet food, we know the pet industry has been really successful, growing probably faster than any other industry, pretty much.
Yes.
I think it outdoes baby food and jewelry now. Who knows? Why is it just a matter of dollars and cents that other companies look for the path of least resistance when they're putting out a product?
Sure, absolutely. The guys at the top just don't care. So it's all about filling the orders, getting their bonuses, grow the brand. And that's why, like Steve was talking about, if you go to the pet food fraud list, class action, you'll see all the different things that are going on. And for example, why is that so bad? Say you go to the vet and your dog is scratching all the time, and the vet does all the tests. You spend the money with the vet, and the vet says, you know, your dog's allergic to pork, so why don't you just put him on a lamb and rice diet, and this should clear up. Come back in 3 weeks. So you go back in 3 weeks, your dog's still doing the same thing. Now the vet looks bad. You're ticked off because you spent all the money, and your dog still has the problem. Well, you thought you did the right thing. You went and bought a lamb and rice diet, except what you don't know is that the lamb and rice diet has pork, beef, and chicken in it, and the company chose not to tell you. It's not on their label. And if you go to that website Steve was talking about, you'll see there's some companies on it that's exactly what happened. And that's how the business runs.
It's amazing to me, knowing that the number of people that live with dogs and cats, it's amazing to me that you don't hear about this in the general media. You don't hear how often, you know, if there's a major, major recall, it may get a couple of seconds on the news. If a bunch of dogs or cats die, then you know it's going to get a lot. But for the most part, they don't cover this. In other words, it makes no sense to me. I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I understand the concept of business, and I understand the concept of investment and making money. Ego aside, personally, I only invest in things that I believe in 100%. If I can't believe in it, or if I don't believe in it, I'm not going to invest in it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people now, I don't know what it was, whatever, all these venture capital groups in New York City and Southern California have no idea. They just want to get a product out there as fast as they can, put a pretty label on it, hire an advertising group, a marketing group, and get it out there, and to hell with what happens to the pets.
You know, we are a family-owned, and my friends, that's it. We're not a corporate company. So all of us have dogs, and the most important thing is the health for the dogs and the cats. That's why when you walked to the plant today, Warren, you saw signs up, just because we want to remind our workers, you know, we have pictures of dogs and cats and say their lives depend on you. I mean, we have that signs like that all over the plant because we want to make a great product. And it's shameful. I mean, it's a privilege to work with dogs and cats, and for somebody to be a CEO or a head of a company and know they're putting junk in it, and they're going to release it, it's a horrible thing. And that's one of the reasons why I came back in the industry. I don't need to be doing this. I sold my pet food company in 2013. I don't need to be doing any of this. But it's a passion for me. And
it has to be. When you do,
it has to be done.
In other words, I don't want to go to a doctor that became a doctor to make a good living. I want to go to a doctor that has that passion. And it's the same with pet food. And again, as I go back to before even you, Joey, go back so many years when there were maybe two or three brands of dog or cat food that people knew. Mm-hmm. And even back then, you know, and I was still doing media back then, that would want to come on the air with me. And I've been to their facilities, whether it be, I'm not going to mention names, but in Arkansas or wherever, the Midwest. And I'd walk in and I would walk out. And I would listen, I wouldn't want anything from this place going to my dogs or feeding my dogs or cats or my mother's dogs or cats. So it's incredible to me. And Joey and I met, and when I met Joey, I said, you know, this guy, hold your ears, is as eccentric as I am when it comes to his love. And meeting you two guys and everyone here, you're all insane. You're all over the top, and that's what you want when it comes to your pets. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we have more questions we'll talk about. If you want to give me a question, you have a comment, give me a call, 877-725-8255. I know it's different. Usually you're asking behavior questions, so if you have no behavior questions, I'll try to answer a couple. We'll see what we get to. 877-725-8255, the phone number. A quick break, and then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-296-0150. 800-296-0150. 800-296-0150. That's 800-296-0150.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Look forward, face up, at OrnagillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnagillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnagillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnagillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
I found my best friend in the dog pound. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. The phone number 877-725-8255. If you get through to me, if you call in and I like you, I'll send you a nice gift. I'm not going to send you a nice gift. I'm going to send your dog or cat a nice gift. The phone number 877-725-8255. If you want to know about the food you're feeding your dog, if you have a question about what you should be feeding your dog or cat or ingredients or what's safe and what's not safe, you can give me a call now. We'll try to get someone here at Lucy to answer your question. Joey, I want to go back to you, and this is kind of an interesting question, but it's kind of strange at the same time. I noticed it, but I think you noticed it ahead of me. What are some of the marketing ploys used by pet food companies to try to encourage people to use their food when in reality it's a false claim from the beginning?
Well, it's all the time. I mean, like we talked about earlier, you think you have beef in your product and you don't have beef. I mean, they just the marketing department sometimes is not in sync with the actual manufacturing of the product. Kind of crazy, but that's just how it works. But the whole industry is all just marketing hype, and we try to make sure we don't say anything unless we have scientific data to back it up.
That's so critical, because I was reading about that and meeting you guys, that this science is so important. It's not just the shtick. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone can have a great shtick, but it's the science that Steve was sharing with me. A little nerdy, but it's okay. But it's so important for people to understand that when Lucy Pet Food winds up in their dog or cat's food, how much went into it. The testing, $1 million laboratory, the fact that all three of you are here, four of you are here with me today. How many, do you think the head of one of these big companies has ever been in their manufacturing plant? I don't. Do you ever think they
not
grab this?
Day.
Do you ever think they grab this sandwich and put a hairnet on and walk through their plan? I don't think so. So the fact that you guys are so involved encourages me even more than I've already been encouraged.
You know, and they just get on because it's a $30 billion industry. Everybody wants a piece of it. So like the big thing now is feed your dog like a wolf. Your dog hasn't been a wolf for 12,000 years.
Yeah, really,
it's ridiculous. Do you know there's actually 36 specific DNA traits that make the dog different than the wolf? 10 of those traits are in digestion, which means a wolf can take a carbohydrate and extract the glucose and everything it needs out of it for brain function and everything else way better than it can a piece of meat. But nobody wants to hear that scientific fact.
You know, from my end of it, the behavioral aspect of it, everyone's into this pack theory. You got to be the alpha this, the alpha that. Alpha my butt. In other words, you can negotiate with your pet. And I don't want to be, I want my dog every once in a while to look at me and say, hey, Warren, you talking to me? That's what it's all, that's what life is all about. Perfection is boring. And it's so detrimental, but everyone wants to be so macho with their dog. And my dog has to listen to me 100% of the time. If you can get an 85% response, I'm not talking about the military dogs I trained. I'm not talking about, I trained the first dog in the world, to detect epilepsy in a human being. It was in Massachusetts. I'm going back to the late 70s. I was just back in the country. And it was not an easy task. It wasn't done before. But people would stand over this woman thinking that she was a drunk or that she was on drugs. So we trained the dog to pick up on the chemical changes in her body. And then she wore a vest. And if she did pass out, the dog would stand over her with her doctor's information, letting them know she was epileptic and what she had to do. God, I forgot I did that so many years ago. We're going to take a quick break. The phone number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'll tell you about my friends over at Delta Rescue. If you knew that with every single dollar you donated, you could change the destiny of dogs and cats deserted in the wild, isn't that a legacy worth leaving behind? For the last 42 years, my good friend Leo Grillo and Delta Rescue would never have been able to do the amazing work they do without you, my listeners, and your incredible support. From saving lives to providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta Rescue is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I personally I'm making a bequest for Delta's animals in my own estate planning. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals right now, avoid fundraising costs, and also provide tax benefits for now and the future. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your dollars are doing what they should be doing, going directly to the animals. But I got the economy. I know not everyone has a few bucks sitting around. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation, everyone a chance to keep more than 1,500 cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yes, I said it, loved for the first time in your life. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Read the stories of these individual pets and how they were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did. Or if you want to make a donation, you can text DOGS to 801-801. You can text DOGS to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Knock it off. Don't buy a dog. Go out and adopt them. We are back on the Pet Show. Let me take a quick phone call here from my friend Joe calling from Rhode Island. Hey, Joe, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I could not be better. What can I do for you?
No, I just have a question. You know, I see these commercials for fresh, you know, dog food, and yeah. I just how is that nutritionally, you know, if I – as a human, if I eat food, I don't know how nutritionally balanced it is, and how can they, you know, how is it like that with dog food?
You want to ask this one? I'm gonna put you on with Rick, and he'll answer the difference between that day, the fresh food okay. that you're talking about and the kibble. Go ahead.
So thanks for calling in. So you know, I think the first thing to remember is those fresh foods you see in the grocery store, they're mostly water. Okay, they have a lot of moisture. And by the way, canned mm-hmm. food is mostly moisture too. But to get the amount of dietary nutrients you need, a kibble is really the most efficient way to feed your dog because kibble is really a marvel of science. It has 42 essential nutrients in every kibble. By the way, dogs eat better than people in terms of getting all the daily requirements if you're feeding a quality dog food. So those foods like some of those fresh refrigerated ones, first of all, you have that moisture issue. Second of all, you'll see, if you just Google it, you'll see there's mold issues, there's all kinds of problems out there, very hard to control the distribution, what happens when the trucks are taken to the store, truck breaks down, maybe the refrigerator goes out, he's not going to tell the store owner, he's going to deliver that stuff and stick it in the cooler. So there's a lot of risk when you buy those fresh foods. Lucy Pet Foods are, we have our dry kibble, and we have some canned foods, and we also have a semi-moist dog food roll, and those are, they don't need to be refrigerated until you open them. So those are some great options.
We're going to go into the kibble coming up in the next segment. But what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, Joe, is it okay if I send you some Lucy pet food?
Sure.
And you got a standard poodle, so I'm surprised he didn't call and you weren't sitting down. So I'm going to put you on.
She's listening.
How old is she? She's four. What's her name?
Her name's Ivy. She's four.
What color?
She is black.
I'm going to tell you about a story. When I come back, I'll tell you about my story about training Schutzhund poodles in Germany. An interesting story. But anyway, don't go in. I'm going to put you on hold with your name and address. I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your standard poodle, and I appreciate the phone call. 877-725-8255, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi,
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.